Let's do a podcast. Great. When? Tomorrow. Cool. What do we talk about? A lot. Like what? Like, let's cross the bridge when we get there. We can initially engage in idle talk, and for sure, we'll end up talking about something. Oh, good grief. Hello, I'm George, and here we are once again for your masterclass. We're doing a series in podcasts, and this is the second of that series. It's actually an offshoot of our previous episodes, which are all about broadcast. This is brought to you by Cutprint Productions. What to talk about in a podcast? This seems to be a common concern of a lot of would-be broadcasters or podcasters. In fact, it is a concern even of seasoned podcasters. After all, there's no such thing as only topics for podcasts. So how do we overcome this issue? No topic means no podcast. Ever heard of WIIFM? No, it's not a radio station, although there could be one of with those call letters in the United States. It's an acronym for What's In It For Me, WIIFM. This is the only question that you need to think about when doing a podcast. In fact, it's the only question you need to think about if you're giving a speech, a lecture, a training workshop, or a talk show. Why? It's because that is exactly the question your target market will ask about your podcast. What's in it for me? A lot of podcasters love to chat minutes away, dwelling on topics that are of interest to a small portion of the population, mainly their friends and relatives. In fact, it could even be less. Try listening randomly to podcasts, and you'll get what I mean. Private jokes and topics are a dime a dozen, irritating for someone out of the loop. Podcast groups on social media always talk about the dearth of topics that they can tackle. The result? Short-lived 2-3 episode podcasts. They couldn't run on empty. To compound matters, they insist on doing kilometric 30-60 minute weekly podcasts. That's a lot. What can you possibly talk about for an hour on a weekly basis that's going to capture the rapt attention of your listener? So how do we overcome this issue? I asked that just a few minutes ago, right? First of all, let's go back to what we talked about last episode. If you haven't listened to it, I suggest you do it now so you'll have a perspective of what we're talking about. Last episode, I said that the first thing we need to ask ourselves is why we are doing a podcast. Is it to entertain, inform, gain popularity, or for lack of better things to do? And why is it important? It filters your topic choices. It gives you an idea on who you want to talk to. And that's supposed to be your target audience. Keep in mind, you need an audience, so you need to give them a reason for them to listen to you. WIIFM, remember? Once you've got your why and who down pat, you now get to filter your topic choices to cater to your target audience. It's all about focus. In advertising, you're not going to sell Beamers or Viagra in a cartoon show, right? Make a list of topics that would interest your target audience. And take note, it's not only their interest you want to capture. You need to have a call to action. You need to make them act on what you say. You need to make them look forward to succeeding podcast episodes. You need to have continuity. You need to have consistency. And you need to make them look forward to the next episodes. You need to create stickiness. Some notable podcasters are the likes of Gary Vaynerchuk. He earned his chops as a wine merchant, dreamt of owning the New York Jets, realized he couldn't do it with his wine business, opened an ad agency, concentrated on the digital realm, and is now one of the most influential personalities in social media. He has written a number of books that are now on the New York Times best-selling list. He rattles out profanities a mile a minute, but he talks sense, dwelling on very practical life and career hacks. Optimism, focus, drive, guts, and now he's proudly on his way to acquiring the Jets. Simon Sinek looks like your regular guy in crumpled long-sleeved button-downs and slacks. Whenever he talks, he always asks the why. When you have a product to sell, you just don't highlight the merits of the product. You've got to tell your customers why your product is a product that they should buy. You've got to tell them its reason for being, which translates into their realizing they need that product because of its underlying purpose for existence. Profound? Right. Effective? Yes. And Simon is a top-rated influencer and lecturer. Angela Duckworth was a university professor until she got fascinated with growth mindset. She kept digging up on it and finally came up with a riveting analysis of grit, the main fuel of growth mindset. You've got to be in it for the long haul. Here in the Philippines, Yasneri Soyao used to host a TV shopping channel until she realized she wanted to do something more innovative. Despite the pandemic and lockdowns, she opened a company, made the internet her platform, and launched a TV shopping network with a twist. They did it live, and they became a hit. Shoppertainment has grown incredibly and hasn't stopped growing. A podcast on steroids. Live video and selling. Number one with a bullet. Our producer, Cutprint Productions, likewise has a number of gems. Inka Magnaye parlayed her lovely, soothing voice into an unlikely podcast genre. She reads poems that lulls you to sleep. Initially, I thought, how is she gonna generate listeners if they keep on falling asleep? Well, the podcast shot up to number one in no time at all. That, I must say, is spectacular. My son had a podcast some years ago from his base in Minnesota. His co-host was in New York. They talked about TV teen dramas like One Tree Hill, Laguna Beach, and the like. They had 3 to 4 seasons, and they were pleasantly surprised when they actually had the actors of those programs as their listeners. And they had a specific target market. Teens who loved and missed those defunct shows. That's how they built their audience. In the United States, there's a trend where they feature radio drama-like podcasts. Makes sense. Podcasts are mostly audio. How did people spend their time before the days of television? They were glued to the radio, listening to dramas and sitcoms. Ergo, those podcasts are simply the millennium's version of the early 20th century fad. Good thing some podcasters in the Philippines are now doing the same thing. Cutprint has one in the pipeline too. What are we trying to say here? If you know your why, you'll have an easy time conceptualizing your podcast. That's because you know exactly who you're talking to and what they want to listen to. And then we come to the question, how long should a podcast be? How frequent should you come out with new episodes? You need to make a research on the lifestyle habits of your target audience. You have to know if they have all the time in the world to listen to you or if you can only corner them for a few minutes at a time. I've seen podcasts that run from 30 to 60 minutes. I never even lasted halfway. I got bored. In a previous episode, I emphasized 3 numbers, 5, 7, and 17. Make those numbers your peg. If you don't capture the attention or interest of your audience in the first 5 seconds of your show, you'll have a hard time keeping them engaged. You need to be interesting. Contagious. 7 minutes is the average attention span of a normal human being. Chances are, your listeners' thoughts will start wandering after that, especially if you have a boring delivery. Remember, one click can switch you off, probably forever. 17 minutes is the maximum threshold of a human being before his mind drifts off. you'll need to be an extremely excellent speaker to keep your listeners' attention for that long. Keep in mind, you don't have video. You only have your voice to work with. Make sure that voice and your words paint a picture in the mind of your listener. I call it the theater of the mind. That's being engaging and entertaining. In other words, try limiting your podcast to 17 to 20 minutes. Instead of boring your listener and making him wonder when you'll wrap up, make him crave for more by ending abruptly and make him look forward to the next episode. That's stickiness. Again, remember 5, 7, and 17. And there's more to talk about during the next episode of this masterclass. Make sure you're there when we drop the next one next week. For your comments and questions, email me at george@cutprintproductions.com. That's george@cutprintproductions.com. And don't forget to watch my weekly live stream on Facebook Live and YouTube called Boomer's Banquet. We have very interesting guests that you can look forward to and learn from. It's on every Saturday morning at 10 Philippine time. Hope to hear from you during the show. Take good care of yourselves, stay safe and sane and well. Good night, God bless. Ad maiorem, Dei gloriam. This show is produced by Cutprint Podcast Network and George Boone. Executive producer, Patsy Ferrer. Writer, George Mercado. Creative director, Christine Alido. Social media manager, Nia Escondo. Sound engineer, MJ Habal. Researcher, Lee Malcolm. To advertise, email us at podcast@cutprintproductions.com or call us at 0918-807-8478. That's 0918-807-8478.